The migrants who have been waiting here for months for their day in U.S. immigration court have not been welcomed by the U.S. or Mexican governments. And some locals wanted to send that same message on Sunday. Alberto Rivera Sanchez has lived in the city since the 80s. He organized a protest because he believes there's been an uptick in crime since the migrants started arriving in the tent encampment, and doesn't think all the migrants are asylum seekers.
I speak for my city. I speak for Matamoros. I speak what I see. I have friends with immigration, and they tell me they don't even know who they are.
Rivera and his supporters also say they worry about the spread of diseases, like HIV. Melissa is an asylum seeker from Honduras. She only wanted her first name used because she feared speaking out would hurt her claim for asylum. Melissa says this rhetoric is racist and feared for her safety.
At first, I was scared because we would hear the rumor about the protest and it being close to us.
Abraham Barberi is a pastor in Matamoros and visits the tent encampment frequently. He showed up to counter the protest and show Rivera why he supports the migrants.
This protest is based on false accusations. They're accusing the asylum seekers of rape, prostitution, drug activity, and alcohol activity, and other things. So the thing is, the man who's doing the protest, he has no evidence at all. It's just what he's heard.
Even though only a few dozen people showed up, Barberi says there is a sense of disdain towards the asylum seekers from locals.
Unfortunately, due to videos that have been edited and pictures that have been edited accusing the asylum seekers of throwing away the food that they take them, false comments, a lot of people from Matamoros are becoming angry towards the people of, you know, the asylum seekers.
Barberi compares Rivera's rhetoric to what President Trump has said against Central Americans, Mexicans, and other immigrants. Glady Cañas Aguilar is with a local Mexican organization that helps asylum seekers. She wants locals to see what she sees at the tent encampment.
There
aren't lazy people here. There are people who haven't been given the opportunity to get work. But I do have men, women, who are working with friends as florists or carpenters who have decided to work so they can be self-sufficient.
She says she wants people in Matamoros to come see for themselves the faces of the migrants and to hear their stories.
We cannot generalize and we cannot allow racism. We don't want it here or anywhere. We have fought for years to get rid of racism and for it to be in our city with the youth and with the citizens. We cannot allow it.
Mexican immigration officials tell TPR most, if not all, the people living at the camp are here under the Trump administration's migrant protection protocols, which forces migrants to wait in Mexico for months as their asylum cases unfold in the U.S. The policy took effect 1 year ago this week. I'm Reynaldo Leaños Jr. in Matamoros.